What is up, y'all? I missed y'all. I know it's been like 3 weeks, but I've been trying to get myself ready for this trip that I'm going on, and it's just been a lot going on, so I'm sorry, y'all, but here I am. And I'm going to start off by saying, few things I don't like, a couple things your girl don't like, but one thing I don't like is when people try to make it seem like because you don't have kids, like, you should have everything figured out. Well, because you don't have kids, you're supposed to be good, not struggling. And y'all know I get most of my topics or most of the things I talk about from social media, because social media is, people on social media, I feel like people let the internet influence their decisions on everything, real life, relationships, you know, just whatever. Like, I just feel like they get their knowledge from the internet, and which is so stupid. Like, for example, this meme been floating around Facebook. People probably seen it. Y'all probably seen it. I know my friends seen it. My friends is, you need to talk about this on your show. So this is why I'm talking about it. The meme read, adults with no kids that are struggling are weird, or something like that. What are y'all doing? Okay, first of all, adults with no kids, you know, probably don't want no kids, you know, probably figuring out their life before they have kids. Mind you, you're not supposed to have kids until you're well in your 30s anyway. You're supposed to live your life, build your business, build your career, whatever, before you have children. You're not supposed to have children while you're figuring it out. Let me just throw that out there. No child is asked to come into this world. You get what I'm saying? Parents, y'all bring us here. And I feel like I'm one of those adults that still think like a kid, because not even think like a kid, but just understand where kids are coming from off the simple fact, like, I've been through so much as a kid, and my parents are like, they never been kids before. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type, I've been a kid before, everybody has, and I just take shit into consideration, if you know what I mean. So by the meme saying adults with no kids that are struggling are weird, what's weird about it? Like, we're figuring our life out. First of all, let me just say this. Coming out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. You get what I'm saying? I didn't know my plans. I didn't know, you know, where I was going to be in 5 to 10 years. I didn't know, you know? So I moved with my daddy. He had his own business. That didn't work out. I ended up moving back home. I was homeless. I was struggling, looking for a job. Mind you, I don't have any children. You get what I'm saying? This is my show, so I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm going to let everybody, I'm going to give y'all a little insight on what I'm going through, because what better way for y'all to get, you know, a point of view on it? You get what I'm saying? So, like I said, I was struggling, homeless, 19, 20, really, not homeless, but jumping from couch to couch, because I didn't go back to my mama's house. I didn't have my own crib. You get what I'm saying? So I'm just staying at my friend's place or whatever. Basically homeless, you know? I didn't have no kids, but I'm figuring it out. You know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Fast forward to 2022, you get what I'm saying? I got my own business. We're trying. Got my own show. You get what I'm saying? Not even trying, but I have it, you know? I'm there. I'm just trying to progress and get my stuff off the ground. You know, get my show off the ground and get more audience. But I'm not where I want to be, but I planted the seed. You get what I'm saying? I planted what I wanted to do. I own my show. So nobody can take this away from me. But fast forward to, like, rewind to, like I said, till I was 19 to 20. I was struggling. You know what I'm saying? Bad. Didn't know what to do. What's weird about it? Let me add this on there. We come from our parents. You know what I'm saying? We can only do so much. Excuse me. We can only do so much alone. If I don't have the tools and the knowledge and the necessities to be great and move forward and go to college and do all this without help, you get what I'm saying? Without my parents helping me in some type of way or form or whatever. Not necessarily money, but financially, you know, physically, emotionally, helping me out, you know? Without that, from parents, aunties, uncles, grandparents, whatever, without that, what can I do? You know, what can I do? People take people's lives and laugh about it. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, people take little shit from people's lives that they think that they not going through, but they have been through before, but want to make it a joke. What's funny about that? You get what I'm saying? I am a very serious person. I'm a very emotional person. You know, I take shit to the heart. You cannot tell me don't get offended, but because, baby, first thing I'm going to do is get offended. I don't play. Like, don't say nothing that's going to offend me, because I've been through a lot. You get what I'm saying? As a woman, as a black woman, you get what I'm saying? As somebody who didn't come from much, you get what I'm saying? From somebody who had to raise their siblings, you get what I'm saying? From nothing. I had nothing growing up. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, and I'm not even going to say I had nothing, but once I started to see how my mom and dad was, you know, I kind of ventured out, started doing my own thing. I didn't ask nobody for nothing. You get what I'm saying? I just wanted to get it on my own. You know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with building something before having kids? You get what I'm saying? What's wrong with having a plan? Not to mention, everybody that's joking and laughing, oh, they must be on drugs. Oh, they gotta be doing this and that. Y'all struggling. Y'all are struggling. I see some people that's joking and laughing, but y'all struggling behind Facebook. Being on link card and government assistance, that's help. You get what I'm saying? That's assistance. You're still struggling. If you wasn't struggling, you wouldn't have a link card. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes y'all just, because y'all up for the moment, y'all think it's funny to laugh and down people about what somebody has been through, or, you know, or just whatever. Y'all get on social media and think it's funny to just act like y'all never been through no shit. You get what I'm saying? That's what gets me. You know? That's what gets me. Then a lot of people be looking at me like, damn, Shauna, you know, I ain't know it was like that. Well, you shouldn't take it like that, because I ain't talking about you. But I'm going to take it like that, because whether you tag my name in it or not, I've been through that. You get what I'm saying? I was one of those people that was, I am an adult who was struggling before. You get what I'm saying? With no kids. Not that saying I am now, but I was. So you damn right, I'm going to defend that. I'm going to defend that, because at the end of the day, I had nothing. You get what I'm saying? And people just, oh, they got to be doing this. But pause from that. Well, I say that because I remember my mama telling me, when you turn 18, I can't wait till you turn 18. I ain't going to have to do nothing for you. You could do this on your own. You could do that on your own. But I remember and thinking, I had to do everything on my own anyway. You get what I'm saying? I had to get it from the mud anyway. I had to do this, rob, steal, and kill. Sorry for that, but kids should be listening anyway. But I'm saying, I really don't. But you know, I had to do all that anyway. So what, me being 18 gonna change? You get what I'm saying? I'm still gonna be getting it out here. And I'm struggling because our parents let our hand go a long time ago. Blame the parents. Why are we not blaming our parents? And then people kills me. Don't live on the past. You get what I'm saying? Let the past go. Don't blame nobody for what you've been through. Nobody's blaming nobody for what I've been through. Let me put that out there. I don't blame my mama. I don't blame my daddy. I don't blame nobody. What I do blame is the fact that I have to hold it in. You get what I'm saying? Carry this shit with me. I'm 24. And every day I still think about this shit. You get what I'm saying? The shit I've been through. The shit that made me who I am. What you go through as a child makes you who you are. Whether y'all want to believe it or not, what these kids see now, they're going to remember that. It's going to happen. You think your kids not paying attention, or the kids around you not paying attention to you. But wait 10, 15 years from now, they hit you with something. You be damn, you remember that? Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, they remember that. Fuck, it's still stuff right now. I remember I was 5, 6, 7. You know, might not be clear as day, but I can give you little nits and bits, and you'll be like, damn, you remember that? Yeah, I do. I do. Everything you go through, especially as a child, it haunts you. You get what I'm saying? Why do you think we have so many people homeless, so many people on drugs? Because of what they've been through. You get what I'm saying? Come on, people don't just pick and choose the life that they have. Y'all gotta remember that. Also remember, whatever you want, your story is definitely written for you. You're not on this own life. You're not. Nobody made you. God didn't make you. You get what I'm saying? To be like, oh shit, we need somebody to live over here. Oh, we need a black woman over here. No, you have a purpose. Know that. You have to find your purpose. Men, women, gay people, fat people. Come on. Y'all got y'all purpose. Find it. My purpose? I don't know yet, honestly. All I know is I like to talk. You know, I like for people to feel me. I like to get my point across. I like to opinionate. I like to laugh, joke. I like to make people laugh. You get what I'm saying? That's me. If I can see you smile and get to where, you know, I feel like people can talk to me. It's people I haven't even known a year yet or 6 months yet. And when we talk, we be talking to this. And I could just feel like, damn, I felt like I know this girl for forever. But it's just the way, you know, when I talk, I listen. I don't just talk to hear myself talk. You know what I'm saying? When I'm talking or asking for advice, I really need to know. Like, I'm not just playing with you or taking your knowledge for granted. You get what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, stop the motherfucking subliminal math points or whatever the fuck y'all be doing. Y'all really be throwing shade and wonder why people don't fuck with y'all, how they fuck with y'all. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention, the adults now, if y'all look at the adults my age, you get what I'm saying? 22 to 27. It's a lot of millennials with their own business. I think that's what we call, with their own business, especially black women. Give it up. Fuck. Hold on. Fuck. We have a lot of black women with their own business. Not too many men. And you want to know something? I've asked a few men, like, have you ever seen yourself, you know, prospering, going somewhere, doing something other than what you're doing right now? A lot of men, no, I ain't thought about it. Why not? Men, why don't y'all think about it? Why don't y'all think about what y'all want to do, you know? Instead of just what y'all want to live in the moment? Y'all want all the money, woo, woo. All the money to do what? You get what I'm saying? You want all this money to take care of your kid? Well, I need to know what you want to do. A lot of y'all don't have a plan. That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with having a plan? I'm not finna bring no baby into this world without a plan. You get what I'm saying? This world is fucked up for one. You have child molesters. You have pedophiles. You have older men who's into younger girls. You have older women who's into younger boys. This world is sick. I'll be damned. You get what I'm saying? If I can't protect my child, you get what I'm saying? That'll fuck me up. So no, I would not be bringing a child into this world. Especially not with someone I'm not in love with. That's another thing. A lot of women are single. A lot of women, you know, are focusing on themselves. We don't have time to be bringing a kid into this world. We love kids. I have nieces and nephews and godkids I can worry about, you know? And when I feel like I need to have my own child, when I'm ready to settle down and bring a child into this world, then that's what I will do. Successful or not, struggling or not. But what I would not be is struggling. I know that. I would not be on welfare. I would not bring a kid into this world and have to get on Link Card or have to get cash on the Link or whatever the fuck. Not judging nobody. Let me put that out there. Any woman that's making it happen for their kids, any man that's making it happen for their kids, I congratulate you 100%. But don't try to make us feel bad for not having kids but still needing help. You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of us have to get it out on our own since we were shorties. You get what I'm saying? So it might take us a little longer when you don't have the tools and the right shit to get going. You get what I'm saying? If I had a motherfucker that was willing to pay for my college or willing to push me that extra mile so I can get where I need to go and give me the resources, you get what I'm saying, I need to get where I need to go, I'll be on it. I would have been in somebody motherfucking, come on now. But we don't. And that's okay. Like I said, we're not blaming no motherfucker body. But damn, that shit holds a fucking accountability. Motherfuckers need to hold accountability for that shit. Probably saying that wrong too. But you get what I'm saying? People need to be responsible. Moms, dads, y'all the reason why y'all kids struggling. I'm sorry if y'all didn't want to hear that, but that's the truth. You get what I'm saying? Fuck, we ain't wake up and, oh, we can't afford this, or, oh, we can't afford that. You get what I'm saying? But then y'all be, but you can spend your money on weed, you can spend your money on this and that. Okay, that's when you need to come in and show them how to finance. You get what I'm saying? Stop putting shit off just on your kids. Like, we have parents. And just because we're 24, 25, 23, whatever, it's because we were never taught. Blame them. Adults that's struggling with no kids. Fuck you talking about. Blame their motherfucking parents.
put the blame on somebody. Want to blame me? Since we blaming motherfuckers. Oh, you can't blame them. Oh, you've been grown. You supposed to be at this. And I have. And I fucked up. You get what I'm saying? People fuck up all the time. But people are right. It's how you get back up. But like I said, some people don't know how to get back up. You know, they need help getting back up. And some people don't see that. Just because you help a motherfucker two times, you all can't help them no more. Bitch, you not no real friend. You not no real family. Some of my family, I don't even speak to. But I watch them help my siblings out. You get what I'm saying? You think I'm asking for help? Hell no. Even when I need it. Hell no. I'm going to ask my friends. They my family. And if they got it, they're going to give it to me. And if they don't, okay. You know? I'm just saying. I ain't blaming nobody. But adults that are struggling with kids, give us a motherfucking break. That's all I'm saying. Because we trying. Like I said, we just want a plan. Damn, y'all can't give us that? Congratulate us if anything. That was I got a little sensitive, a little emotional on that one, y'all. Cause it's just like, damn. And you just don't know what a person is going through. Like, no. We could be struggling with depression or PTSD or some shit. And you thinking it's some other shit, you know? Y'all should have seen the fucking comments I seen. Like, come on now. Give us some fucking credit when due. Come on now, that's all I'm asking. Y'all. It's not gonna be a minute. I might do like a little special, something special for y'all while I'm on my trip, because we're going two places. And I just want y'all to be there with me. I missed y'all. So I might do something special for y'all. Just stay in tune with me. Stay in tune with me and see what I got in store for y'all. Like, share, comment, or don't. Y'all know your girl don't care. But thank y'all for pimp talking with me. Let me know how y'all feel about that. Adults struggling with kids. How you feel? You know? I mean, adults struggling with no kids. Huh. I mean, shit, if you ask me, we doing better than the people with kids. But that's another topic for another time. Peace out.